Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
A health headline caught our eye yesterday. FDA approves new blood test for Alzheimer's disease. Let's talk about that now with Dr. Ian Grant, behavioral neurologist at Northwestern Medicine's Cognitive Neurology and Alzheimer's Disease Clinic. Doctor, thanks for joining us this morning. This sounds pretty exciting. What do you make of this?
Yeah, so this is a technically new blood test in that it's now cleared by the FDA. It's been around for a little while in that we've been able to use it for research purposes and more recently for some clinical purposes as well. But basically, if you go back a couple decades, the only way to really know for sure that somebody had Alzheimer's disease was to look under a microscope at their brain after they died. And then we started developing other tools. You could look at markers in the fluid that circulates around the brain and the spinal cord, but that involved getting a spinal tap, which is obviously more invasive. And then within the past several years, we've been able to do something called a PET scan, which is a fairly expensive but reliable test that can see the amyloid proteins associated with Alzheimer's disease in the brain. Now, with these blood tests, including this recently approved blood test, we can measure the levels of another protein in the blood that rises along with the presence of amyloid proteins in the brain. And so we can use it to help us diagnose people earlier on if they, in fact, do have Alzheimer's disease.
They say this test is intended for people 55 and older with signs, symptoms, or complaints of cognitive decline. So would this mean your treatment would be different and could possibly hold off the onset of serious Alzheimer's?
Yeah, so we have some treatments that exist now that can slow down the progression of Alzheimer's disease. We can't stop or reverse it so far, but in people who have very early stage mild symptoms, you know, they've got some forgetfulness, they need maybe some reminders for some things, but they're still independent in their day-to-day life. If we can diagnose the presence of Alzheimer's disease in the brain, then we can start some of these treatments to affect the underlying disease, remove some of these abnormal proteins, and then allow the progression to happen more slowly, give mm-hmm. people more time in milder stages.
Is this a simple blood test?
Yeah, it's a pretty simple blood test. Turnaround time kind of depends on the lab, but generally speaking, within a few days to a week, the result comes back, and it can tell us in people with memory loss if that memory loss is, in fact, due to Alzheimer's disease.
And is this something you're going to be able to do starting immediately? Is this blood test available now?
Yeah, and we've actually been using kind of a version of this test at Northwestern for a while now, mm-hmm. about the past year or so, as one of the tools that we have to help diagnose the disease and determine treatments.
Mm-hmm. It seems like every week we hear about some new research or some breakthrough when it comes to Alzheimer's. But, of course, it's not happening fast enough. But there's a lot of work being done in this area right now, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I think that with the currently available treatments that we have that can help slow Alzheimer's disease, you know, they work reasonably well, but it was something that really helped move the needle because we had just like 20 years of basically unsuccessful clinical trials, nothing that really seemed to show any benefit. And now that we've had some modest benefits, I think it's really accelerating the interest in the field to put more money towards research and develop even more effective treatments.
Mm-hmm. Good news. It's Dr. Ian Grant, neurologist at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you so much, Dr. Grant. Appreciate your expertise this morning.
Absolutely.